Luton manager Gary Brabin, and your thoughts after that performance?
Obviously, there was bits of the performance I was disappointed with. In the end, I think the scoreline flattered us a little bit. Mark Tyler's made some fantastic saves, and you know, you're looking at the game, it could have easily been 6-0.
You, in effect, only made two changes from the side that drew with Hinkley last week in this the original fixture. Both of those, I think, enforced with Dance and Anne missing out through injury. What were your thoughts on playing such a strong side tonight? Was it to give the experienced players more time, or you felt they needed to perform? And
we went with the same side. The lads who've played today have sort of been on the fringe of things a little bit. With Fleetwood and Morgan Smith up front, I thought Amari could have done with 45 minutes. Fleets, he hasn't played many minutes lately, so I thought it was important for him to get certainly an hour under his belt, and I was delighted he got a goal as well. Well, a pair of them got a goal each.
Just about to say that. It was great that both of them, in a very strong starting lineup, we could quite easily see that in the Blue Square Bet again before the end of the season's out, that in this tie they both found the back of the net with good finishes.
Yeah, it was, and I think that was probably the difference. At the end, I thought we played some good football in patches, but overall I think the big thing I was disappointed with was I thought we had some kamikaze defending. Like I said, which our goalkeepers saved us on that front. But, I think we had a little bit of quality in the final third, and, with them two both getting on the score sheet, that was the difference.
You've mentioned the goalkeeper a couple of times there. He picked up the man of the match. The obvious question is coming now. What more has Mark Tyler got to do to start a game in the Blue Square Bet Premier?
Well, that's what I want. I've got an headache at the moment. Kevin Pilkington's been, pulling off great saves as well, in the first team, and that's the headache I want. But I want that right the way through the squad, not with just the goalkeepers. I want that right the way through the squad. And like I said, there was a couple of performances there that I expect a little bit more from, and I was disappointed. But I'm delighted with this score. Delighted getting through to the next round, and I'm delighted winning another football match.
And I would also think you're delighted at some of the way the young players that have been given an opportunity tonight have featured, particularly those coming off the bench. But also, I thought young Jerry Nash in midfield, played the whole game. He looked very useful.
Yeah, Jerry. We put Jerry on as sub in the last game, and we thought he was tremendous. And we thought we'd throw him straight in, certainly with the injury to James Dance today. And thought he looked really comfortable there today, and he's done himself no harm whatsoever. And I thought young Kobe struggled a little bit to get in the game at first, but once we switched sides with him and he went over into the left, he started looking a little bit lively just before we took him off. So it's good for the youngsters as well. And as well, we keep forgetting that Alex Lacey's only a young lad and JJ O'Donnell's only a young lad, so I think it was good that it was a good experience for certainly for them lads.
And it was perhaps a little disappointing for them to make their debuts in front of the lowest crowd, post-war crowd here at Kenilworth Road, but perhaps you can understand why only 1,004 fans were here tonight.
Yeah, it's ludicrous, really, with, we're going to be playing three home games on the bounce. Our groundsman's pulling his hair out at the moment. So it's, I totally understand that, the way the world is at the moment. And, to have three games in, I think it's 5 days, is in a row. It's a tough ask, and our supporters have followed us home and away all season, so it's not a cheap day out. So I totally understand, but the supporters that were here, I think it's great that they're supporting, and there's some of the young lads are coming through, and hopefully they're future stars.
And we mentioned, obviously, we've got these games coming up thick and fast at Kenilworth Road. Wednesday's the next one, a different opposition, Mansfield Town in the Blue Square Bet Premier. Much bigger crowd expected. Looking ahead to that one, what's the situation post-Southport, post tonight, and your thoughts for that game?
We're expecting another tough game. They're going to come here and try and frustrate us, but there's a lot of good, pleasing things at the moment. We are scoring goals at the moment. Obviously, we're disappointed we dropped 2 points on Saturday. And again, certainly our first half defending wasn't fantastic as well on the day. That's certainly something we've worked on in the last few days. And, we just want to get back to doing that. And if, we can get 11 players on the pitch who I know are capable of performing at their levels, then, I'm more than confident we can get the right result.
You've played a stronger than expected side tonight than perhaps some fans thought. Does that indicate that some of those players won't be featuring on Wednesday now that they've played so much tonight, or are they one or two still in your thoughts for Wednesday?
I think everyone's in my thoughts. Like I said, you can't just dismiss people, but